The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, welcome everybody. This is End Time Headlines, and it is 6:16 p.m. Eastern. It is June 5th, and I want to give just a moment for all you guys on Facebook Live to get here onto the broadcast before we officially get into this. So just a moment, guys, while people are hopping on here live. Again, we want to welcome all of our Facebook Live audience. We want to welcome our YouTube audience, and we welcome our podcasters as well. Again, I'm Ricky Scaprell, the founder, the voice, and the pastor of End Time Headlines. And tonight, I want to deal with a subject that I think is very interesting. Are we seeing multiple harbingers taking place in America as we speak? Again, are we seeing multiple harbingers taking place in America simultaneously? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Again, if this is your first time joining us, we welcome you to the broadcast. As always, we thank you guys for jumping on here and viewing, getting on here with our viewpoint segment. Again, if this is your first time, let us know below, whether you're on YouTube or on Facebook, where you're from, and just say that, and let us know that this is your first time joining us, or however you want to do that to let us know that this is indeed your first time joining us here on the broadcast. If you're not familiar, this is Prophetic Viewpoint, in which we take certain news and headlines and we give you a prophetic perspective on that, or our viewpoint. And that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. So we're going to get right into this thing. Again, if I know a lot of you are just jumping on here live on Facebook, we're going to talk about, are we witnessing multiple harbingers taking place at one time? We do have a verse of scripture that I want to start us out with tonight, and it's in Amos 3:7. Again, this is Amos 3:7. It says, "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets." I want to read this again. This is Amos chapter 3, verse 7. "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets." One translation says, "Surely the Lord God does nothing lest he first reveal it to his servants, the prophets." Now, I do want to say, by all means, I am not indicating or assuming or insinuating that I'm a prophet by any means. If any of you guys have known me by any length of time, or if you've watched our broadcast, you know that I've never called myself a prophet, nor do I declare myself to be one. But I do, by the help of the Lord and by the help of the Holy Spirit, I do believe that the Lord gives me some discernment on things, and he reveals to me some things to show me as a watchman. That I do know that I am, and that is a watchman. I do see things that take place in our nation and other places around the world, and the Lord, through the help of the Holy Spirit and through the help of the scriptures of the Word of God, he will show me many times prophetic previews or certain things that are happening, transpiring, or could be harbingers of things to come. So tonight we're going to be dealing with three particular subjects. One is an incident that took place in 2009, and the other two are recent. So let's get into that. First, we'll talk about the incident that took place in 2009, and that is I want to show you here in 2009. The late David Wilkerson, again, this is a man of God who founded Times Square Church in New York. He was an evangelist that would preach in a three-piece suit in the projects in downtown New York. He dealt with very vicious men that were involved in gangs. In fact, David Wilkerson, who I believe was a real true prophet of the Lord, he led one of the leading gang members in New York City by the name of Nicky Cruz. This was years ago, led him to the Lord, and Nicky Cruz became one of his most powerful members of his church and one of the Lord's great vessels and evangelists in his time. But nevertheless, in 2011, David Wilkerson tragically lost his life during an automobile accident and went on to be with the Lord. But during his ministry, many times he would get up and before his church there in New York, he would give a prophetic word. He would give strong rebuke. He would give strong corrective words, but he would also give strong exhortation. And many times people would weep. The congregation would weep. Again, I believe he was a real prophet of the Lord. He knew how to, he pulled up, he tore down, he restored, he replenished. He was very well-rounded of a minister of God. And again, he was one of my mentors. But in 2000, and there was a newsletter, and forgive me, I don't remember the newsletter, what it was called. Some of you guys will know that because you used to get the newsletter from David Wilkerson. But he wrote many books. He was an author of many books like Set Thy Trumpet to the Mouth, The Vision. He wrote that book. You can find many of his sermons on YouTube. Even to this day, you can find many of his sermons. But in 2009, David Wilkerson wrote in one of his blogs, and he issued this out in one of his newsletters, and there is audio clips of this also available that you can search it out and research it yourself. But I want to read this warning that Wilkerson received in 2009 that I believe, guys. Now look, I know year after year, there are certain situations that would transpire, and many men and women of God would begin to speculate whether or not this was what Wilkerson saw in 2009. But I believe now, after seeing what's happening, and great detail of what's been going on, I do believe that what we are seeing taking place was revealed to David Wilkerson in 2009. And I want to read this. Quote, an earth-shattering, now remember, this was in 2009. An earth-shattering calamity is about to happen. It is going to be so frightening, we're all going to tremble, even the godliest among us. Quote, for 10 years, I have been warning about 1,000 fires coming to New York City. It will engulf the whole megaplex, including areas of New Jersey and Connecticut. Major cities all across America will experience riots and blazing fires, such as we saw in Watts, Los Angeles years ago. In fact, and I want to stop here because I want to interject something here. There was an article where they, we just reported this on End Time Headlines, where they locked down the entire, New York City was on lockdown, on curfew. And it was the first time that such a measure was implemented since the Watts riots. So I thought of that when I was reading this from Wilkerson. But Wilkerson saw in 2009 an event that would take place in the future. And I believe we're here now. And he saw major cities across America. He saw, again, I quote, riots and blazing fires, such as we saw. And it's interesting he used this this illustration or this point of reference to the Watts riots in Los Angeles. And that's exactly what we're seeing, guys. Not just in Washington, not just in Los Angeles, not just in Atlanta, Georgia, but across cities in America. And let me read this. Quote, he goes on, he says, quote, there will be riots and fires in cities worldwide. There will be looting, including Times Square, New York City. What we are experiencing now, and that was in 2009, he was making reference to that, is not a recession, not even a depression. We are under God's wrath. In Psalms 11, it is written, quote, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, I want to read that again because I'm going to show you after this, I'm going to show you two other stories that has broken the past week that I believe those who have ears to hear and eyes to see are going to hear. Jesus told a group of individuals in his time, these were men that claimed to be religious. They had no discernment of the times and seasons. And Jesus said, you can look, he said, you hypocrites, you can look at the sky and see that a storm is approaching, but you cannot discern the times and seasons in which we're in. So for all the sons of Issachar that are watching and listening today, I believe you're going to catch by the Spirit of the Lord what I am hearing in my spirit and what I'm seeing. I want to read this again, Psalms 11, verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm going to say it one more time because I got to get this in your spirit. And you'll know why when we get to the later part of this. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now I'm going to read the rest of his warning in this newsletter in 2009. Quote, God is judging the raging sins of America and the nations. He is destroying the secular foundations. Quote, the prophet Jeremiah pleaded with the wicked Israel, God is fashioning a calamity against you and devising a plan against you. Oh, turn back each of you from your evil way and reform your ways and deeds. But they will say, quote, it is hopeless. This is again, Jeremiah 18. For we are going to follow our own plans and each of us will act according to the stubbornness of his evil heart. It's Jeremiah 18, 11 through 12. And Wilkerson quoted that from Jeremiah. And then he goes on and says in Psalms 11, 6, Wilkerson says, quote, upon the wicked, he will rain snares and coals of fire. Burning wind will be their portion of their cup. Why? David answered, quote, because the Lord is righteous. This is a righteous judgment. Just as the judgments of Sodom and in the days of Noah's generation. And then he finishes with this, quote, what shall the righteous do? What about God's people? Quote, first, I give you a practical word I received from my own direction. If possible, lay in store a 30-day supply of non-perishable food. So this is, again, this is what he warned back in 2009. Toiletries and other essentials in major cities, grocery stores are emptied in an hour at the sign of an impending disaster. So he's just giving you some common sense here. And guys, we saw that when the coronavirus broke out. What were they doing? They were raiding grocery stores, stealing toilet paper, or not stealing, but hoarding. I should correct myself. They were not. Some places were, but the predominant, most people did not do that. They were just hoarding up. A lot of people hoarding up toilet paper, hoarding up food and water and supplies and sanitizing liquid and wipes and et cetera, et cetera. And he says, but spiritual, he said, quote, we have but two options. This is outlined in Psalms 11. We flee like a bird to a mountain, or as David says, he fixed his eyes on the Lord on his throne in heaven, his eyes beholding, his eyelids testing the sons of men. Quote, in the Lord I take refuge. I will say to my soul, no need to run, no need to hide. This is God's righteous work. I will behold our Lord on his throne with his eye of tender, loving kindness, watching over every step I take, trusting that he will deliver his people even through floods, fires, calamities, tests, trials of all kinds. And then he even put in here, note, this is again from Wilkerson, quote, I do not know when these things will come to pass, but I know it is not far off. I have unburdened my soul to you. Do with this message as you choose, end quote. Again, that was from David Wilkerson in 2009, in which he heard from the Lord. He saw a harbinger that was coming to America. He did not know when it was going to happen, but I believe with all my heart that what Wilkerson saw was a, I believe he saw a portion of what was coming that would grip cities across the nation. And it was twofold. Number one, I believe he saw part of the coronavirus. And number two, I believe he saw the second part is what we're seeing right now with the protests, the riots, the unrest, the looting. And they, this is what's generating the fires in the streets, the looting, and I talked about this in my last segment, what Jesus described as in Luke 21, the perplexity, the distress, the turmoil of nations with perplexity or confusion or chaos. And that's what I believe Wilkerson saw. Now, I want to show you some other things that's been very interesting that has transpired over the past week. Some very interesting things that has transpired over the past week. I want to try to pronounce this, guys. I want to make sure that I get it at least somewhat right. The Shebagoian press. Again, this is a local affiliate out of Wisconsin. Listen to this headline. You see this flag here, RIP. There's a reason for this. Listen to this. World's largest free-flying American flag. Think about what the American flag represents. I want to speak to your spirit here, your spiritual man. Listen to this. The world's largest free-flying American flag, torn in half by Wisconsin storm. And this is an actual headline from a local affiliate out of Wisconsin. Some view it as a, and I quote, a sign. Wow. Torrential storms passed through the Shebagoian. I hope I pronounced that right. Guys, again, I am horrible at pronouncing these kind of words. So if you're a local Wisconsin resident, please forgive me, have mercy on me. But nevertheless, this past Tuesday night, some say that this storm just came out of nowhere. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, this was a massive storm system, which is called a derecho storm, that knocked out power to over 500,000 residents in this region of the United States of America. And this storm just generated, quickly formed. And again, the winds, listen to this. I want to give you the direct quote. Torrential storms passed through on Tuesday night and left plenty of damage in their wake, including some symbolic damage. The world's largest free-flying American flag, which stands on the property of Acuity Insurance along Interstate 43 in the city of Sheboygan, was ripped in half. The largest symbolic American flag, Sheboygan. Okay, Sheboygan. I hope I pronounced that. Was ripped in half. The symbolic tear comes while America is in the very midst of unrest, and some are saying could be the beginning of actual civil war in America. Come on, guys. Hello, are you listening? Are you awake out there? Is this not to me, this is profound. This is profound. Okay. Then I'm going to show you another picture. This is an actual image that came out of Washington. I believe this was last night. Look at this. Several rounds, this is from the Washington Post, several rounds of intense thunderstorms struck the Washington, D.C. area. Where? Washington, D.C. unleashing, and I quote, frequent lightning that actually injured two National Guardsmen and struck, and you see this right here on your screen, if you guys are listening by podcast, there you can go on our endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. There's a picture of this. The Washington Monument was struck at the very top by a lightning bolt in the very midst of protesting. Quote, the guardsmen were struck just after midnight. Interesting language here. Within the Lafayette Square perimeter near the intersection of 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. They were taken into a hospital with injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. Quote, both were conscious and alert with no visible signs of burns, says Doug Buchanan, chief communications officer for the D.C. Fire Department. Quote, it was clearly an indirect strike, presumably to a tree that was nearby. The guardsman was providing security for the Justice for George Floyd protest. Storms swept through the Washington region between 7 and 9 p.m., gaining strength as they traversed the Interstate 66 corridor. Interesting. And again, during this intense storm, a lightning bolt struck the Washington Monument. In case you didn't know, this is the same historical piece in Washington, D.C. that on August 23rd, 2011, at approximately 1:51 p.m., a magnitude 5.8 earthquake struck 90 miles southwest of Washington, D.C. Remember this? And by the way, that happened, if you remember, 2011 was a very tumultuous year. It was very comparable to 2020. Let me refresh your memory a little bit, being that I'm the watchman here and I keep up with these events. And I see this was the year that there was a lot of civil unrest. Hello, there was protesting. There was political unrest. There was the March 11th Japanese earthquake and tsunami. That happened. That was also the year that there was an historic tornado outbreak that killed hundreds and hundreds of people spanning all across America. It was also the year that David Wilkerson died in that car accident in 2011. There was historical storms, deluges, flooding. There was ice storms and severe winter storms. If I'm not mistaken, there was even some hurricane activity that was pretty severe that year. There was more than just the Japanese earthquake. There was other earthquakes that took place that year. But I remember this was a very, very tumultuous, strong, some say even strong birth pangs that took place that year in 2011. Again, on the 23rd of August, at 1:51 p.m. following, during this magnitude 5.8 earthquake, which was a historic earthquake that struck Washington, D.C., 90 miles southwest of the D.C., visitors reportedly inside the monument at that time in the observation deck were thrown about by the force of the shaking. Falling mortar and pieces of stone caused minor injuries throughout all the people inside exiting safely. So thank God. But again, many said that this was a prophetic warning. It was a shaking before the awakening. And here we are, 9 years later, and we are seeing 2020 will go down in the history books of one of the craziest, wildest, tumultuous, dangerous, catastrophic years on our calendar. When I say ours, I'm talking about the Gregorian calendar from January 1st to December 31st. Again, the Hebrew calendar starts in September, and it goes to September. Ours goes from January to December 31st. But I'm telling you, even for Israel, guys, not just for America, but for Israel, for all their places all over the world, this has been an unprecedented year. And now it just so happens that we go from wars and rumors of wars. We have locust invasions. We have this, we have a pestilence. And again, the word pestilence in the Greek means a plague leading unto death. We have pestilence sweeping across the land. Who knows if it's going to have a second wave come back in the fall? Some say yes, some say no, some say they don't know. Nobody knows. And then now we went from wars and rumors of wars and nation against kingdom, or nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And then we went into pestilence. We went into plagues of locusts. Now we've got civil unrest, distress of nations with perplexity. And right in the midst of this, I believe you're seeing the fulfillment of what I believe was a modern day prophet that gave a harbinger in 2009. And he saw things that are taking place as we speak right now. And we... In one week we have the largest free flying American flag torn by winds, ripped down the middle, and the Washington Monument struck by a lightning bolt. Guys, if it gets the attention of the Washington Post, you know people are paying attention. Let me ask you a question. Are you paying attention? Is your head buried in the sand? Are you so religious that you don't have a relationship with Christ and you have no discernment of the times and seasons which we're in? Did you know that you can be religious? You can talk apart, act apart. You can have a form of godliness, but you can deny the power thereof. I'm telling you, friends, Jesus said in Luke 21:28, when you begin to see these things coming to pass in the earth, you better look up. Because your redemption is drawing near. And friends, I want to make sure that whoever's behind the lens of this camera or behind this microphone that can hear me, I want to make sure that you are right with God tonight. So right where you're at, I don't care if you got to pull over the car. I don't care if you got to go leave the room, go in the bathroom, go in the living room, go in your office, go outside, take this with you in your phone, whatever you got to do. You need to get right with God right where you're at. You need to repent. You need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you, wash you, and cleanse you by his blood, get you in right standing with him, because you don't want to be playing around. Because the Bible says that the bridegroom in Matthew 25, he says he's coming at the midnight hour. That doesn't mean that necessarily he's coming at midnight on your clock. It means he's coming in an hour and a day that you know not. And it's probably going to be a day that you least expected, according to the word. And we want to make sure that you've got oil in your lamp, your wicks are trimmed, and you're ready to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, tonight. I want to pray for you right now where you're watching, and then we're going to give you some more information about how you can follow and keep up with our main website at endtimeheadlines.org. Father, I thank you for those that have joined us for this broadcast tonight, that took the time out to listen to this podcast, watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook. And Father, I pray that if there be anybody under the sound of my voice or is watching here tonight, or maybe the replay of this, Lord, if they're not right with you, if they're away from you, if they're backslid, whatever the case may be, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would walk through those walls, walk through that camera lens, go into that office, go into that car, go into that living room, go into that kitchen, go through that phone, that tablet, that desktop, or that laptop, or however they may be watching or listening tonight. And I pray that you would draw them to yourself. And may, Lord God, I pray that they would open their mouth, confess you, Lord Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior, and believe in their heart that you died and rose again from the dead, and that you are coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, I pray that they make their hearts right with you so that, Lord, whether they go here or whether they go there or whether they go in the air, Lord, they may be ready at your coming and at your return. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, come on, amen and amen. All right, guys, again, as always, we want to thank you for taking the time to coming on here and being a part of our broadcast. Again, We were on here Tuesday. You don't want to miss, if you missed that, go back and listen to that message. You want to hear that. And we talked about what we're seeing right now, and I believe there's a spirit behind it. You need to go listen to that on podcast, listen to that on our YouTube channel, here on Facebook, however you got to watch that, go back and watch that. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find our main landing page. That's where you can subscribe. You're going to see a place where you can subscribe, get one daily digest in your inbox every single day. And it's going to keep you up to date with our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as any other ministry updates or announcements that may come. But even more than that, guys, we want you to get, and it's free, please, if you've not yet downloaded our free ETH app, it is available now on Apple iTunes and on Google Play there on Android. So if you have an Android phone, you have an Apple phone, if you have an Apple iPad, or you have a tablet, you can get, or both, you can get our app, and it's free, no charge. Download that app, and when you get that app, you're going to have in your hands, you're going to be able to watch, you're going to be able to listen to our podcast, watch our YouTubes, YouTube messages. You're going to be able to see all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to be able to sign up to push notifications to get breaking news alerts when they come across, when we get them. And all that information is going to be there right at your fingertips. And as always, guys, we want to encourage you, if this ministry is a continual source on a weekly basis to be a source of blessing to you, a word of encouragement or information or all the above, and you would like to partner with us, and you say, well, what is your mission statement? Listen, our mission statement, we are not a brick and mortar church. We are not a typical traditional brick and mortar church, though there was a time I did pastor a physical brick and mortar church. In 2010, this was the direction the Lord was taking me. And we've run with this ever since. And we see the fruit of this. We are reaching people. We're reaching more people behind the lens of that camera all across, not just in America, but overseas and around the world. Unbelievable testimonies of people that give us feedback, email us messages, and the stories of how they've been impacted from our teachings, our messages, how they've been informed, their families getting saved, people being rededicated back to the Lord. Guys, this is what we do and why we do it. This is why we do what we do. And we're going to continue to do what we do. And listen, we are able to do this with the help of your partnership. So again, if you are blessed by this ministry, you believe in what we do on a continual basis, on a weekly basis, continuing to bring you news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, informing you, equipping you, encouraging you. If you believe what we do and you would like to partner with us by being a monthly partner or maybe sowing a one-time gift, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, we ask you to let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And you do what you feel like the Lord is calling you to do. We don't pressure people. We don't manipulate people. We don't offer you extravagant gifts or manipulation because if you'll become a partner, we'll give you this and this and that. We don't do that. We've never done that. There's no merchandise, no CDs, no DVDs, no books, no catalogs, no magazines, no paid subscription. Everything is free. YouTube message free, podcast free, app is free, the digest is free, messages are free, everything is free because we believe the Bible says freely you've been given, freely, or freely as you receive, freely you give. So we're giving it free. All we ask, listen, Jesus shared the gospel. The message was free, but did you know that Jesus had a support group? There was people that supported him. Listen, you can't have a treasure if you don't have people giving you offerings. There was people that supported his ministry for him to be able to continue to travel and do what we're doing. So again, we love you guys and we thank you for all the partners that are watching us, that you continually support us and help us to do what we're doing. So again, if you'd like to do that, go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You're going to see places you can give electronically or by check or money order. If you have the app, it's the easiest thing to do. Right there at the bottom of it, click on the place where it says to donate. You're going to click on that button, and it's going to take you to a page where you can give electronically or give by check or money order. And again, if you'd like to give by check or money order, you can do that. And you're going to see that information come up right there on your screen. You can do that at the following address. The check or money order is made out to the following: End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. And as always, guys, we greatly appreciate your prayers, your support, your letters of kindness, your messages, your cards, all these things. I read every one of them. I read these letters. We're continually praying for each and every one of you. When we pray and we do these segments, we're believing God to touch you, heal the sick, set the oppressed free, and just come in partnership with whatever the Lord's, whatever the needs are that you have for you and your family. I want to close this with this, you guys. I want everybody to hear this, because I understand we have a vast audience of people here. People on podcasts that will never watch by YouTube or Facebook, and people on YouTube that'll never go on Facebook, and et cetera, and vice versa. As you know, my family and I, and this ministry, because wherever my family goes, the ministry goes as well. We are 2 weeks away from changing addresses. We are moving out of the great state of Indiana, and I will always have a place in my heart for Indiana. But for several years now, we knew that we were going to make one more move. We didn't know where, or not where, but we didn't know when. And now the time has come, and we're transitioning from Indiana to Georgia. My wife was here for 4 years. We were here in Indiana for 4 years, mainly for my wife to finish. There was a program here, and I don't want to go into details about this, but there was a program here through the hospital in which she worked at that paid for her schooling to finish her practitioners. And this was one of the very, very primary reasons why we moved to Indiana, so she could finish up her schooling for school. Now all this is complete. We feel in our hearts the time is now to begin to take the next step in this journey. And again, in 2 weeks, the weekend of the 20th, 21st, right in there, we will be heading to Georgia. So we're asking for you guys. And so by the end of June, our physical mailing address is going to change. It's going to be a Georgia address. So a lot of things are going to change. We'll keep you up to speed with that. We'll take you through this journey as we do this. It's a transition period. I'll give you more details of what we're doing, why we're doing this. This is exciting, guys. Trust me, this is exciting. New venues, new ventures for End Time Headlines and for this ministry. More kingdom connections that we're taking part of as we move down farther south into Georgia. What I need you to do, guys, is partner with me in agreement and pray that our home will sell at the full asking price of what we're asking for. Just when you pray, say, Lord, I agree with Brother Ricky and his family that they will sell their house quickly, and it will be exceedingly abundantly above all that they could even ask or think. And then I ask that you would ask for big doors to open in Georgia. Quickly, in Jesus' name. Doors have opened. They already have. But we need the rest of those doors to open. And those doors to open is in God's timing. We understand that. But listen, God does nothing less through prayer. We ask, we seek, we knock. You've heard me talk about that. So when you get in your prayer closet, lift Brother Ricky up. Lift ETH up. Lift our ministry up. Pray that doors would open, favor would come, that God would open his blessings and his treasures over the heavens over us, and that we would get this transition smoothly from Indiana to Georgia, and we'll keep you up to speed when that happens. So, guys, having said that, as we get closer and closer to this moving, we probably won't be on here, but maybe two times a week, because you guys understand what it takes to move. So we won't be able to be on here as much as we'd like to. So there's going to be a period of probably the next 4 weeks where it's going to be a transition. We'll be on here next week, probably twice. and then twice, and then it may go down to once a week for maybe a week or two, but then we'll get things back up, we'll get going, and we'll get back right back in the saddle and continue to keep going. So we love you guys. God bless you. I pray the Lord bless you, keep you, may his countenance shine upon you. And until we see each other next week, I pray that the Lord protects you through this weekend. Anybody that's living. In fact, let's do this real quick, guys. We can take 30 seconds to do this. Let's pray. I want to pray a prayer over you and wherever you're at. Maybe you're in a country setting and you're not impacted by this unrest, the looting and the protesting, but maybe you're living in a place where you need prayer. So let's pray for all of our brothers and sisters, whether it be you or maybe it's somebody in your family or friends, and they need this prayer right now. So Father, we lift up all those individuals under the sound of my voice. Lord, we lift up our neighbors. We lift up our family. We lift up our coworkers. We lift up those individuals that are in the danger zones in major cities of America, just like Wilkerson saw. I'm asking that you'd put a hedge of protection about these families, about these homes, about these residents. I pray that you would release your angels, Lord, your angels of warfare, Lord, that they would surround these homes, surround these families, Lord. And Father, we decree the word of the Lord is said, the angel of the Lord encamps around about those whom he fears, and he shall deliver him out of trouble. Lord, I ask that you would bear these up in your hands, in the hands of angels, lest they dash their foot against a stone. I thank you that no weapon forged or formed against them shall prosper. In Jesus' name, we profess a bloodline of the blood of Jesus over every home under the sound of my voice. And we declare Psalm 91, only with thy eyes shall they see destruction, but it shall not come near their dwelling. And Father, I pray that by supernatural means, if you've got to drive out these people from neighborhoods and from these cities, Lord, have your way in the midst of what's going on. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. All right, guys, God bless you. We're going to sign out for tonight, but we will see you guys back next week. God bless.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines. Thank you.